Let's speak to Simon Marks, who joins us live from Washington, D.C. Simon, President Trump said a few days ago that he will win a second term at the White House because without him, the media will just cease to exist. And here we are talking about the president again. What's been the reaction?
Yes, well, I mean, of course, one could also argue that without the media, President Trump would cease to exist. I mean, the reaction, I suppose, was best encapsulated in those pictures that you saw of top Republicans surrounding President Trump at Camp David just about 2 hours after he went on Twitter and asserted that he's not suffering from any mental incapacity and that he is indeed a very stable genius. And there was absolutely no daylight whatsoever over the last few hours between President Donald Trump, members of his cabinet and leading Republicans in Congress who joined him there at Camp David for a strategy session looking forward to their legislative plans for the next 11 months, the rest of 2018. Outside that particular bubble, certainly here in Washington, there's been absolute total consternation that any president of the United States would first of all feel the need to assert that he was not mentally incapacitated, but also amazement that Donald Trump, having said that the fake news media doesn't focus enough on his accomplishments, that this book is trash, it's pulp fiction, that he would take action that so clearly and so directly continues to provide the book and the conversation about his mental acuity with the oxygen of yet more publicity. This is going to be a conversation that continues all weekend here in the United States, and Trump loyalists say that's not in the president's best interests.
And if all of this is detracting indeed from focusing on the president's politics and policies, all that talk that's going on amongst the Republicans at Camp David, there might be a case for saying that President Trump might want it to be like that. In his first 12 months, one major legislative victory, and that being unpopular tax reform. His detractors say he's not achieving anything.
Absolutely. And he's got a very narrow window ahead, Adnan, of course, for achieving much, because in November there will be midterm elections here. And that was also being discussed among those Republicans and the president at Camp David today, because they know the latest voting trends put Republican majorities in the House of Representatives and in the U.S. Senate in jeopardy. If the Democrats take over, the talk of impeachment in this town will advance very, very rapidly indeed, even though President Trump, in that appearance before reporters, insisted there had been no collusion with Russia. I've done everything 100% proper, he told reporters during that press appearance there. But, you know, many of those cabinet figures surrounding him are cabinet figures who spoke to Michael Wolff and who made it very clear to Michael Wolff that they hold the president of the United States in disdain and they don't think that he's up to the job of being president. So if November's midterm elections are going to be a referendum on the Trump presidency, he needs to do something to try and persuade members of his own inner circle that he's got the capacity to do the job.
As always, Simon Marks, really appreciate it. Thank you very much indeed for joining us from Washington.